Welcome to Loud and Lifted Quick Lift, the snack size episode where we turn insight into action before your coffee cools. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm. Today, I'm recapping my Women Supporting Women conversation with Catherine Naylor Pullman, founder of Our Third Place. We're digging into brave, non-linear career moves, mentorship that actually multiplies, and how belonging, not performative network, fuels real career growth for women in leadership. Let's dig into the key action items and takeaways. First up, brave nonlinear careers and educated risks. Catherine graduated in 2018 and already has about 7 logos on her resume from some pretty amazing companies like Quibi and Cameo and Hello Sunshine and more. On paper, that may look like a job hopper, but in reality, she calls them educated risks. She wasn't bouncing from chaos. She was listening to the market and to her own curiosity. When something lit her up and she got excited, like Quibi's short form scripts or Cameo's pandemic boom, she dug in and said, "Are you hiring?" I love her aggressiveness in this, and I love how she made the intentions to get her foot in the door and moved on. And I love her filter. Don't move just to move on. Move when the opportunity plus your passion plus your learning curve all line up. I get it. It's definitely very risky. It feels very risky sometimes to make a career move. So you may be sitting there contemplating, should you take the jump? I remember having those thoughts when I was at Hershey and kind of passively looking for my next opportunity. You have those conversations when you're open to it, and sometimes you kind of know in your gut that it might not be the right move or the right time or the right company, and you don't go with it. But then when you can take that educated risk, as well as honestly going with your gut, is it the right fit for you? Are you going to be able to grow? Is it the right fit for you from a culture standpoint? Taking all of those things into consideration and making an educated guess. So action item here is inventory that if you do have the opportunity or you're thinking about taking an opportunity, make an educated guess. Write down the move that you're tempted to make, whether it's a new role, new industry, new city, or finally starting that side hustle. List the 3 facts that lower that risk. Maybe it's the skills you already have, your savings account, the support system, market demand, also very important. Then decide one micro step, send a DM, book an informational coffee, or just update your LinkedIn headline. You don't have to leap this week, but you do have to make a move from thinking about it to testing it. Next up, mentorship that multiplies. I love her quote of, "I'll work for you one day." Catherine tells a story about a former boss at Quibi who looked to her and said, "Catherine, one day I'm going to work for you." Can we just pause on that? That one line reframed how Catherine saw herself. It was bigger than her title or bigger than her age, especially when you're young and you're starting out. You're not always sure where your career is going to go. So having someone say that to her just helped to build her confidence and give her that support she needed to know that bigger things lied ahead for her. And here was a woman who she respected was giving her this amazing compliment. Now, fast forward, Catherine saw a young woman that she knew within an organization that was not really getting the support she needed from those around her. And she picked up the phone and said, "I want to be your mentor. I see so much potential in you." And can you imagine how that woman on the other side of the phone felt, where she was finally feeling seen and heard and by someone who's amazing? So I love that aspect of, we talk a lot about finding mentors, which is great. If you don't have a mentor, you absolutely need to find one. But let's flip the script on that and talk about also being a mentor. And you don't have to be at a certain level or a certain age to be a mentor. There's somebody that you can help. I'm sure of it. So take some time and think about that. Who could you reach out to? And again, maybe it is more of that question of saying, "Hey, I would love to be your mentor. Can we meet for coffee?" But you can always learn from each other. So action item here is think of one rising woman you know, a colleague, someone from a conference, a younger leader in your company, and tell her that you see a lot of potential in her and you would love to meet with her for coffee on a regular basis. Next key takeaway, belonging over networking. Catherine created Our Third Place as an answer to those awkward cocktail hours or the big, large networking events where you just kind of swap business cards. She has created a reoccurring dinner series in already 37 cities where there's 6 to 7 women who are sitting around a table, phones away, with just 3 rules: come as you are, confidentiality, and the pivot rule. So if a conversation feels off, you can say pivot. No more questions asked. I love that it's not about titles or companies or positions. It's just a place to connect. I mean, she calls it the B Club, which also sounds fun. They talk about babies, Botox, and boobs, and birth control. That's fair. Definitely priorities for many of us women. But it isn't about the elevator pitches and the behind the scenes dinners. It's a group where people actually come together and truly connect. Now, we definitely need those big networking events in our lives. Sometimes that's how we meet people, is the occasional business card swap or the connection on LinkedIn. But if there's an opportunity or a group that you can really get to know women and connect, it goes back to filling your cup. And this happens professionally and personally. Sometimes we feel like we're too busy or it shouldn't be a priority or we have other things to do. But spending time with the right women, not just any woman, but with the right women will make a difference in your life personally and professionally. So fill your cup. Action item here is book one event, whether it's a dinner, a woman's circle, a professional cohort, something that makes sense for you, and put it on the calendar and then show up. Whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, you need these types of connections and relationships. It goes back to building community and building circles and being intentional about who you are surrounding yourself with. Lastly, ask for help and ditch the superwoman script. Catherine's a new mom. She has a baby. She's also just founded a company. And it's very clear she knows that there's no such thing as work-life balance. Balance means everything is equal, but her work is part of her life and it works for her. And what makes it sustainable for her is her tribe. She was very quick to talk about the support that she has. She's lucky enough to have parents that are down the street and in-laws that are nearby and a sister who was home during the summer. And she's very honest about that. And it's the ask. And I get it. Not everyone has grandparents right down the corner, but it's finding that support that you need, whether it's through neighbors, whether it's through grandparents, whether it's through daycare, hired help. You've got to find the support. And again, this varies throughout our lives and the part we're at. I remember those days of just hoping you had reliable daycare when you went to work and you dropped the kids off and if somebody was sick. And now I'm at the point where I have, you know, one who can drive and the other one who's in high school too. So their needs and their demands of, well, getting the younger one around or showing up at events and being at volleyball games, those demands on us change by the time of our lives. And we just have to be flexible. And at the end of the day, we have to ask for support. Friends, family, spouses, and as our kids get older, we need to ask them for support too. So two things I love that she says. She's trying to not parent by the rules, right? In this perfection. And sometimes you just have to go along with it. It's okay if her baby ends up in bed one night. It's just going to happen. And as I said, she's unapologetic about asking for help, even when it's not for crisis, but for her growth. Her line, essentially, if you're lucky enough to have help, use the help. And if you don't, then let's try to work on finding it. From my side, as a mom and former CEO, it was where I probably struggled the most. We'll drown quietly before we text someone for help or tell our husband to pick up the kids or unload the dishwasher. I feel like I mentioned that one a lot. But we have to be able to have leadership at home and at work, which both require delegation and support. Action item at work, delegate a task you've been hoarding because it's faster if I do it. Get rid of that mindset and delegate. And at home, ask someone, partner, parent, friend, sitter, for one concrete thing. Pickup duty, a ride, watching the kids for 60 minutes, whatever you need. Treat it like a leadership rep, not a sign you're failing. Small moves, big momentum. That's your quick lift. If Catherine's story sparks something, share this episode with a woman in your circle who's taking educated risks, juggling a lot, or building her own third place. And if you want more women in leadership power tools, follow along on Instagram. Growing takes time and intention, but you can start today. Make a plan, send one message, book one dinner, ask for just a little bit of help. And until next time, stay loud and stay lifted.